You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A recent study from the U.S. Travel Association indicates that Americans are taking less vacation time than at any point in the last 40 years. Not only is that hurting vacation traditions, maybe also seriously affecting children.
Joining us to talk about the possible ripple effects of not using vacation time from the U.S. Travel Association is Katie Dennis, Senior Director of Project Time Off. Katie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it sounds like you got interested in tracking this after you saw a study about what kids were most interested in at Disneyland. What did that study find?
Well, one of the things that we wanted to look at is because we know that people aren't taking their time off, and we know that the workplace is the main reason for it, but we also wanted to know why and what was holding people back in terms of their families. Because everybody says, I want to spend that time with my family. That's really, you know, what motivates me. That's why I want to do it. So we actually wanted to talk directly to kids about what it meant to them, because we know it's important to their parents. So what we did with this study is we tried to get it, you know, directly from the horse's mouth. And what's great about kids and also terrifying is that they don't hold anything back. They don't pull any punches. You know, I think when we survey adults sometimes what we see is people want to be the best version of themselves. So they're very positive about, you know, their health, their happiness. They floss every day. But when you talk to kids, they don't hold anything back. So we got probably the most honest survey we've ever done. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit alarming. I have one child and another one due in a couple weeks. So
congrats.
For me in particular, this was something that I kind of sat up and paid attention to because it was not what I expected to see.
And
what we saw is that most kids are paying way more attention than you might think. So 6 in 7 kids say, yes, I see my parent bringing work stress home. Another 3/4 of them said my parent's unable to disconnect when they get home from work. This was something that was a lot higher than I realized, because I think like a lot of people, I always thought there's a separation between, you know, it's church and state, right? If I'm doing work at home when other people are occupied, they're not really paying attention. It's not that big of a deal. But what we found is that it does way more attention than you might think. So 6 in 7 kids say, yes, I see my parent bringing work stress home. Another 3/4 of them said my parent's unable to disconnect when they get home from work. This was something that was a lot higher than I realized, because I think like a lot of people, I always thought there's a separation between, you know, it's church and state, right? If I'm doing work at home when other people are occupied, they're not really paying attention. It's not that big of a deal. But what we found is that it does really affect them, and not in a great way. So the importance of prioritizing that vacation time and carving out that quality time for them couldn't be more important.
So it sounds like the kids, at least at the Disneyland thing, they were interested in the phones. Their parents were looking at phones, and mm-hmm. you see the phone as sort of the conduit between work and home life, because this is how parents keep in touch with the workplace. And you found that, well, this is a statistic, that Americans are taking less vacation now than at any point in the last 40 years. So how did we get there?
So technology is a great thing in the sense that it's given us so many different opportunities. You literally can be anywhere. But I think if you look at the trend line that we studied, we've lost almost a full work week of vacation from 2000 to now. And that's something that we call America's Lost Week. And it really does follow the trend line in our adoption of technologies. We kind of expected to see a drop-off around the recession and after that, and, you know, people being more fearful of losing their jobs and worried about taking vacation and money and all of the things that make a lot of intellectual sense. But what we found is it happened a lot sooner than that. So it seems like, you know, for all the great things that it gives us, it also gives us this connectivity to the office where we feel like we can't get away, because we literally can't get away. It's, you know, when we ask people what their number one fear is when it comes to taking time off, why don't they do it? It's fear of workload. And it's not, you know, it's not a myth. You can watch it happening. You can hold it in your hand and see that it is happening. Your work is piling up. There are ways to mitigate that, and that's what we would advocate for, because the benefits of taking the time off far outweigh the work that you're going to have to deal with when you get back, especially if you take the right steps in advance of, you know, coordinating with your colleagues, making sure you send reminders, doing as much as you can before you leave. All of this stuff is fairly basic, and I think intuitively we all know that. But when it comes to actual execution, we find that some people are really dropping off in their ability to prepare for that time off. And that's something that we need to work on, because it's going to make it so much better to come back to.
And one of the reasons that you're advocating for this is children. Why do children benefit from their parents taking the time off that they've got?
So one of the things with children particularly is that, and we interviewed a lot of family therapists for this to kind of weigh in on the results so that we had a little bit more perspective on them. And one of the things we heard repeatedly with the therapists we spoke with is that children need a quantity of time for quality interactions to emerge. You can't just sit a kid down and say, we're going to have 20 minutes of quality time now. It doesn't work like that. So you really kind of need the conditions to be right. And that's what vacation represents, whether it's, you know, a long weekend or a field trip. You get that kind of time with them where those quality interactions can emerge. And that's really, really important to your relationship. And teens in particular, it's very difficult to say that, you know, shuttling from one practice to the next or to school or something like that, you're not going to get that quality time that way. And I know there's all sorts of stats about how we spend more time with our kids than at any point in history, but it's not quality time. So when we put vacations on the shelf, when we say, we'll get to it later, you know, it's one of those things that gets pushed off, we really are kind of sacrificing that quality time with our children, and that's really, really important. We have almost a quarter of parents admit that they haven't taken a family vacation in over a year.
We're talking with Katie Dennis right now with the U.S. Travel Association and Senior Director of Project Time Off. And, you know, it's not just parents who are busy. Kids are busy, too. Children have, you know, dance recitals and soccer games and kid art exhibits. Isn't it hard for parents to get to all of these things and take that time off that they might have to use to go to all of it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of activities, and I think, you know, there's been volumes written about how overscheduled kids are. And I think that's all the more reason that we do need to find those opportunities for that time to relax together. Eight in 10 of the children that we studied said they were experiencing stress in their lives, which was a huge number. They have their own stress to deal with. Parents have their own stress to deal with. What we're saying is you have to find the time, carve it out, prioritize it, plan it ahead of time. That's the hardest part, is planning. And then you're going to reap the benefits. You're going to get the quality time together. You're going to get the relationship you want. And we do have the time. I think this is something that we hear all the time. I don't have time. I don't have time. Everyone can identify with that. We're always rushing from one thing to the next, but we know that 40% of Americans aren't using the vacation time they're given. This is part of the benefits you receive. I mean, make that the time that you have. You're not creating it out of thin air, but you do have to plan it in advance. And I think that's something we can all identify with. Your calendar starts filling up. It becomes harder and harder, and then you really can't at a certain point. One of the things I did at the beginning of the year, I didn't have anything planned. So I was like, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to remedy this? And I just blocked a week in April and said, you know, kind of put my flag in the ground. That's when I'm going to be gone. And I didn't know what I was going to do. But we ended up finding something, and it worked out. So it was just one of those things where everyone I worked with knew that was when I was going to be gone, and no meetings were scheduled because I had 4 months' notice, basically, before I took off. And I think that made it a lot easier, and I felt a lot better going into it because I knew I was driving to that the whole, you know, quarter, basically.
You've also said that another big impact is missing those memories, and really that it's a family bonding time when there are these vacations, maybe if it's a staycation or if you go somewhere. How important are those memories to childhood?
So one of the things that we wanted to do is ask children what was their most memorable experience when their parent took time off to be with them. And what was really amazing to me is that it wasn't a big trip. It wasn't always, you know, there was plenty of mentions of Disney, don't get me wrong, but a lot of the stuff that we saw was simple things, camping, field trips, just kind of being there for different things that you wouldn't necessarily think are that big of a deal. One of my favorite comments was there was a 14-year-old girl in Arizona, and she mentioned that her favorite time that she had with her working parent was when her dad took the day off, they went to Target, they bought a slip and slide, and they set it up in the backyard and played with it. That was her most memorable day that her parent took time off to be with her. And it really doesn't have to be a big thing. And I think that's sort of the misconception sometimes people have about vacation. They assume it's, you know, a week-long thing that has to be a big commitment. It really doesn't. I mean, you can make a weekend a long weekend. You could build a treehouse. You could do so many different things. And it all matters. And, you know, what we saw in the kids' verbatim responses is that they really do remember that stuff, and they keep score. We asked them if they could remember the last thing that their working parent missed, and yes, they can. And a lot of them, you know, you expect to see the occasional soccer game and things like that. That was in there, but mostly there were some bigger things in there, and they really did pay attention to that, like when their parent kind of checked out on vacations to go work while they were, you know, down at the beach or a lot of mentions of the holidays, Christmas not being there, things like that. So that was kind of depressing to see, and I really hope that that's something that, you know, we can use vacation time for to prioritize and be there for those big moments, because you don't want to miss them, and you don't get them back.
Is there a case to be made that watching a parent work and work hard is instilling a good work ethic in children? You know, with the economy right now, it's recovering, but it has been shaky, and there's competition for jobs. So isn't this a good thing to see parents working hard?
Not a mutually exclusive thing from our perspective. Working hard and working smart are things that you need to prioritize, right? So one of the things that we hear a lot is that, oh, well, we're not going to be France. We don't need to be France, actually. If you look at the long-term trend line, we can just be the U.S. 15 years ago. We seem to have transformed our storied American work ethic into this work martyrdom. And now there's this assumption that we've always been like that, but we really haven't. What worries me the most is when I see that trend line of us, you know, using a week less time in less than 15 years, I'm curious, as we're setting up this expectation for our kids that the way that we work, you know, bringing home stress, not disconnecting, we're not only saying that it's acceptable, we're kind of creating a new norm out of that. And that, to me, is the biggest thing to be fearful of, because that trend line is going to just keep going down, and it really could be the disappearing family vacation.
We're talking to Katie Dennis right now, Senior Director of Project Time Off. She's with the U.S. Travel Association. We're looking at the impacts of not using vacation time, what that might do to children.
You can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. Do you think Americans have a hard time taking vacation time? What are some of the obstacles? Is it hard for you to get time off with your family? We'd love to hear your firsthand experience with this issue. Call in at 800-642-1234. 1234.
We continue our conversation now with Katie Dennis, Senior Director of the U.S. Travel Association's Project Time Off, and we're looking at how kids are affected by their parents' unused vacation time.
And you could join in at 800-642-1234. How does this play out at your workplace and in your family? Is it a struggle to get vacation time, even vacation time that's part of your compensation package? Do you have trouble making time for that family trip or that family day? And do you see your kids missing out on this? Do you see them eyeing you when you're making that phone call when you are off of work? Call in at 800-642-1234. See them eyeing you when you're making that phone call when you are off of work. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we take our first caller now. We have Simon with us in Delafield. Simon, hi.
Hi. You know, one of the things, first of all, I want to be clear that I love teachers. Actually, I teach myself at the college level. But there seems to be a growing trend, at least where my daughters go to school, that kids are expected to do homework 7 days a week, that they're expected to be doing some type of homework on Saturdays and Sundays. And I have a real problem with that, because I think one of the things we need to educate our kids on is how to be able to take a break from work. But to be going at it 7 days a week, I personally think is very unhealthy.
All right. Thank you so much for your thoughts on that, Simon. And Katie, this is, again, coming at it from not so much the parent, but the children's perspective. The parents maybe say they like to spend time with their kids, but the kids are busy doing homework. Have you looked at it from that angle?
Well, I think one of the things that we are really concerned about is that we are raising the next generation of work martyrs. And, you know, not only by the example we're setting as working parents, but also in the sense that there are a lot of expectations on kids now that, you know, you can argue whether they're reasonable or not, and I'm sure it depends on where you live and where you go to school and all those different things. But I will say, when we ask children what their mood is like, just 19% say in their regular lives they're in a very good mood. It shoots up to 60% when their parent takes time off from work and they get to spend it together. So the moods are really important, and I think that's also going to feed into your general happiness and how much you're willing to do. I'm willing to bet that it's not that different from a productivity standpoint. We've seen time and time again that people who take time off, they're happier, they're more productive, they're more creative, because they get to kind of break out of that daily mold. I'm sure that's true with children as well. If they get the chance, they get to kind of reset, recharge, and probably come back with some new ideas and ways of thinking, you know, to bring to their education.
Well, thanks a lot, Simon. Appreciate that call. We go next to Mike joining us in Milwaukee. Mike, hi.
Hi. I had two comments. One of them was that I have a relatively stressful job that, you know, if I take a whole week off, then I come back and I'm even double stressed because now I'm spending a lot of time trying to catch up on projects that didn't necessarily have someone else doing my work for me while I was gone. But then my second point was that, you know, I have four kids at home that I really want to be home for. So my kind of compromise has been lately that I at least try to be home before they get home at least a couple days a week instead of working late. So I guess maybe does it help to just at least compromise a little bit.
And, Mike, how do you do that? Do you just go to work extra early on those days you get home early?
Generally, yes.
Okay, so you might be a little tired, but you're home. All right, thanks a lot for that. And Mike's tip talking about making some incremental changes there to his schedule. What do you think about that, Candy? And also, can you talk a little bit more about how to balance the work when your work is stressful? Maybe you go away and you come back to more stress.
Sure. I think most of the people that we've surveyed, everyone feels work stress. You know, that's certainly not unique. And I know I do, and my job is to tell people to take vacations. So we're, you know, no one is immune to that, absolutely. But, you know, you have to do what's manageable for you. If a week of vacation is going to make you feel more stressed out, then that's not really helpful because that's not doing much for you. If your kids are going to sense that stress, you know, it's not good for your health or your happiness if that's going to make you feel worse. So find what does work for you. You know, you're coming home earlier to spend more time with your kids. That's great. Maybe it's just a matter of taking a Friday off and doing something that, you know, you don't usually do. Go hiking. Go. One of the things that we did this year is we decided to explore the Pacific Northwest and did a road trip that was from Seattle to Portland. And if you're a geography whiz, that's only a three-hour drive, but we did it in 5 days. So it was one of those. We turned a weekend into a longer weekend and got to see all sorts of really great things. And if you live in one of those cities, everything we did is no more than a three-hour drive. So from, you know, going to Pike Place Market to hiking in the Olympic National Park to, you know, going through Oregon wine country, all of that stuff was very within reach. You could do any one of those things in a single day. So it's just making the time work for you. You know, it shouldn't be a chore, but there's a lot of things that you can do. And a day or two is a really great thing. And it doesn't have to be a full week. That's not always possible. And, you know, we want to be realists, but you also want to take advantage of the benefits you're given.
We're talking right now with Katie Dennis with the U.S. Travel Association's Project Time Off. And we're talking about what can happen in the family, especially the family dynamic with children, when their parents don't take all of their allotted time off. And we have room right now for your call. What about you? Do you tend to take all of your given vacation?
The good news is kids are very understanding of this. Much like adults, you know, nearly 9 in 10 kids say they understand when, you know, work emergencies pop up. I think what happens, and what our therapist told us that we interviewed for this report, is that when those work emergencies become regular, then you're changing the pattern. And when that pattern starts to shift is when the real disappointment sets in. Kids do feel the disappointment a little more acutely than adults. You know, we talked to couples about this, and 1 in 3 said, yeah, we argue over time for work versus time for each other. 6 in 10 kids say they're upset when their parents prioritize work over time with them. So they do feel that a little bit more acutely, although they are very understanding. And I will say, as a mom myself, a lot of this was really hard to read. But when we talk to parents about the grades they give themselves spending time with their kids, only 28% gave themselves an A. We're very hard on ourselves. Kids are much nicer. 46% of them gave their parents an A grade. So, you know, as much as it's one of those things that you really want to be cognizant of it, aware of their feelings, aware of some of these dynamics, and do what you can to improve your own family situation, however fits for you, there's a lot of room here, and kids can be very forgiving. So there's room to improve.
So there's hope.
You know, if you've never done it, it's all over.
All right. Well, let's go back to our callers. We've got Stephen on the line from Nora, Illinois. Stephen, hello.
Hello. How are you ladies today?
Good, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to point out that sometimes it's not the easiest thing in the world to have both parties involved when you have, you know, two working parents. I have a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old. And she's a nurse. I'm in media. So to get that together, usually we get a 3-day weekend, and we use that as a holiday. And we usually do that to travel for family purposes, you know, visiting grandma out of state or so on and so forth. And then, of course, to get that time together, you have your home duties as well as work duties. So the stress is also there. So sometimes you have to lax on maybe some of the home duties like laundry or something for the day to make time for the children.
Got it. Thank you so much, Stephen. And you're going to have the last word on this conversation. I know Katie agrees and thinks that we should be taking time off. It is a hard thing to do. Katie, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Katie Dennis. She's with the U.S. Travel Association's Project Time Off. And we've been talking about the ripple effect that may happen with children in the home, in the family life, when all of that vacation time is not used, when some of it's left on the table.
Their parents an A grade. So, you know, as much as it's one of those things that you really want to be cognizant of it, aware of their feelings, aware of some of these dynamics,